Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And I have an exceptional opportunity that most people don't have. I have the opportunity to talk to very successful people. I work with people who want to be successful, and I have the opportunity to talk to the very successful. And I'm talking about people who could stop working today, and they wouldn't have to worry about money. They could live the rest of their life. Their lifestyle wouldn't change. It could even improve. But yet, they continue to work. They permit me to look into the window of their business. They permit me to see exactly what's going on. And we have conversations every single day. And they'll tell me about their challenges, their problems. Because people who aren't doing business think they're the only ones that have problems. But if you are doing business, if you are successful, pressure and stress is what the successful person lives for. There's no question about it. Is that what you live for? If I'm talking to one of the superstars that I work with, they're going to give me a list every single time I talk to them, or five or six problems that we have to work through. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to go home to dinner. They're going to go play ball with their children. They're going to go shopping. They're going to do whatever normal people do. They're not going to worry about it. They're not going to be absolutely devastated. Worry, maybe that's not a good word. They're going to be concerned. They're going to be thinking about it. But what they know is that they solve problems. And what they know is that if you're going to have people work for you, and if you are going to do business, and if you're going to grow your business, you will have problems. And there will be days that give you a migraine headache. And there will be other days that you just can't believe how well things are going. But those days aren't quite as many as the days that you're finding that you are challenged and you are stressed. So whether you're a growing business and you have problems, embrace those problems. Say to yourself, I can do this. I can beat this. I'm not going to quit. I am smart. I am very, very dedicated. I have will, drive, and determination, which are some of my favorite words. And I am going to get as big as the business across town. Because if I don't deal with the stress, if I don't deal with the problems and the pressure, you're dead in the water. You're never going to grow any bigger. Business is about delivering a product or a service to a customer or client and have them pay for it. But you know what it's really about? It's about dealing with people. It's about learning. It's about growing. It's about knowing how to solve problems. It's about showing people that you've got something for them that's going to make their life better. And then they're willing to pay you. They're willing to engage you. They're happy to have you there. You have to be able not only to deal with your stress and your pressure, but you have to be able to take it away from the client or the customer. If you're a manufacturer and you manufacture parts and somebody needs those parts to get their equipment running, you've got to get it to them. If you're an advertising agency, you've got to deliver copy that's going to take the pressure and the stress off of business people because you're going to help them create business. You see, it doesn't really matter what business you're in. If you're in the software business and you sell someone software, you can bet that you better have a support staff because there's going to be a problem. You've got what it takes now. Do you have what it takes to live up to all the hype and everything that you're promising? You have to think about that. You have to be prepared for it. And when things come your way that are just not to your liking and they seem to be overwhelming, what do? You stand up and you go, not a problem. We'll take care of this. We'll find a way. If we go one way and it doesn't work, well, we'll go another way. We'll head it we'll go ahead right into it. We're not going to back off. We are not going to put ourselves in a position where we hide. We are going to deal with all of our problems, and we're going to deal with them efficiently and quickly, solve them, and then move on to the next one. So just remember, if you are in the people business, what you sell is relationships. It doesn't matter what your business is. It could be anything. It could be selling office supplies. It could be software. It could be car repairs. It could be manufacturing. It doesn't matter. But, you know, let's add one thing to that. You're in the pressure and stress business. If you can live in the pressure cooker, if you can come out and absolutely be logical and sane and understand what needs to be done and lead your people, you know, the people around you, they're not as comfortable with pressure and stress as you are. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to handle it. You need to show them that this isn't a problem. We're going to deal with it today. We are going to be successful. This is the place you want to work. I am the company you want to deal with because I am one cool, calm, and collected business person. This is Howard Lewinter. Stress is, I guess it's my life, isn't it? Because people call me up with stressful situations, and I look forward to solving business problems for CEOs, presidents, and business owners. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.